It's time for everyone's favorite show, the Doo-Wop Chop Chop.
When those oldies play, we listen. Makes us start a reminiscing.
Yeah, I just got to do it a little bit differently, but I forgot my mindset on that. Welcome. Yeah. It is time for the Doo-Wop Chop Chop.
I know what you had planned.
I did, yeah, and I got sort of discombobulated here, and things are going off. We got Doug McBain here. We've also got Chef Michael is also in the house. Jody, welcome back to another.
Chef Michael is here to cook us up a deal.
Yes, that's right. Well, hey, it is the Halloween Howl.
This is the one I've been waiting for.
This is the one. Okay, so we've got a host of great Halloween theme songs. So pull the rug back, Doug. Got some great Halloween tracks. Some you're going to be familiar with. Some you're going to go, where did they get that
where
song?
Where did they find
what's
that?
Going on? Well, I tell you, a big thanks goes to our good friend Pete, who listens to the show faithfully. He said, Jim, I got a disc of all these Halloween songs. You're going to love them. So I thank him in advance for that. Was able to grab a nice handful off those discs. So I want to thank Pete for helping us out with the show as well. So we're going to dedicate a good portion of the show to him.
It's a Halloween Howl!
Trick or treat for Halloween. Better give a treat that's good to eat if you want to keep life serene. Trick or treat. The whole night through, little scalawags with fiendish gags can make it tough on you. So when ghosts and goblins by the score ring the bell on your front door, better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true. Trick or treat for Halloween. When the pumpkin shells cast evil spells, your little white house turns green. Every ghost is a ghost if you got a witch's brew. And if you want your gate to circulate, oh-ho!
We can do that, too!
Trick-or-treat for Halloween! When ghosts and goblins by the score ring the bell on your front door, you better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true. So when ghosts and goblins by the score ring your bell or pound your door, better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. Igor on chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
ring, opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and it flies.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on and I'll fly.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
A little bit of the Monster Mash here to kick it off here on the Holiday Howl here, or the Doo-Wop Howl. Of course, I got Chef Michael in studio. Good morning, Chef.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Here we are.
Late day. It's whatever time you want to put it, this is what we're at.
You know, that song was a perfect one, the Monster Mash, because that's one of his recipes, Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Witch's Brew.
That's right, with the Eye of Newt and many other delectables.
That's right. We traditionally, we call it Hunter's Stew.
Oh, there you go.
Because we hunted around the kitchen to see what we could find to put in it.
There you go. Potluck Thursday, basically, from what I understood. Right. Hey, listen, I went to a great show yesterday, Little Caesar and the Consoles. Now, these guys have been making it happen since 1956. Just a great, great concert. The guys were in full great form at the show. And we've been getting calls recently about certain tracks that we should be introducing on the show. Of course, some of the tracks are somewhat hard to come by. However, I reached out to the lead singer, Martin Damsel. I'm looking for a copy of Poison Ivy, the old Coaster song. Well, these guys had a hit with it back in 1964, I believe they had their hit put out on the Mandela label back in the day. And he said, I got a copy of it for you if you want it. And I said, yeah, let's make that happen. So,
and he did.
So to fill all the requests, and of course it fits our theme, Poison Ivy. We're doing the Halloween show today, Joe.
So, Chef Michael, do you put that in some of your recipes? I might put some ivy
in there, but I don't know if it's going to be
not a lot of poison going on there. Check this out. They did the song last night, actually. It was really, really well done.
She comes out like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in dirt. You can work, but you better not. Poison Ivy, come to creep it around.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled out. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet to sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me on. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, there sat a man. Pots and pans. I say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. See, yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run.
Yeah, right there, a little jumping Gene Simmons. Not Kiss's Gene Simmons, not the actress Gene Simmons, but
the actual
singer Gene Simmons. A haunted house right here. And, of course, that's what it's all about, guys. We're all about playing the Halloween Howl tonight, courtesy Jody.
Yeah, well,
give it a name.
Halloween Howl.
Well, I was thinking about it, too, because next week when we come back, Halloween will be
done
for another year. It's also interesting to note that when we re-air this show Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, it will be
the
31st. So it all ties in.
I got a question. Are you going out this year for Halloween?
Let me think about that. You mean on the 31st?
Yeah, are you going out for Halloween?
No. I'm just going to stay home and scare
the cat. So I got a question
for
you.
Scare the cat.
This is going to sound bad, but can I bore your face?
You certainly can. I'll even give you the greasy kid stuff that goes along with it right here.
The secret? Tell me, please.
Are you still using that greasy kid stuff? That icky, stinky, ooey, gooey, greasy kid stuff.
Well, I went with Mary Lou, tried Peggy Sue, had a date with Donna and Barbara Ann too, but I'm kind of fond of one. Jenny took out Skinny Minnie, long, tall Sally, and short, fat Fanny. But I'm kind of fond of Wanda, kind of fond of Wanda. Yeah, I'm kind of fond of Wanda, 'cause Wanda always wanted Wanda, Wanda. Wheelie Sam, the swim with Mary Ann, the stroll with Betty Lou, screw to run around Sue, but she wasn't as good as Wanda. I shall never be as good as Wanda. I'm kind of Wanda, Wanda, 'cause Wanda always Wanda, 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 kind of Wanda, Wanda.
Yeah, right there, a little bit of Neil Young and the Shocking Pinks. Kind of fond of Wanda, not overly Halloweenish, but yeah, definitely if you're out there at a party with Wanda, that's definitely yeah, the song you want to be singing.
Kind of fond of Wanda.
Kind of fond of Wanda. No, that's wine.
Wanda.
Wanda,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, not your thing, wine.
Little kind of fond of. Hey, listen, when you talk about eerie, spooky kind of sounding songs, this one here by John Layton comes to mind. The production on this was really eerie, like very eerie and scary. A song called Johnny Remember Me right here on the Doo-Wop Chop Shop.
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. It's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind blowing in the treetops way above me.
Johnny,
yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. Someday, I guess, I'll find myself another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sight of the wind blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. I'll hear her
And welcome back to the show right here. Well, I guess it's time to let those guys out to scare the streets.
It is. And then, I mean, we got Chef Michael in the studio. And after we get these guys out, I would like to bring Chef Michael in and have him give us a recipe for something for Halloween.
Something for Halloween.
Yeah, like a recipe that
we can make. Like a pumpkin pie.
Well, not a pumpkin pie, like candies that we can make or something, or what, you know. You know what I mean? Like something that's going to scare the living daylights out of the kids.
Yeah, chocolate-covered Brussels sprouts is enough to scare anybody.
Well, chocolate-covered onions.
There's another one right there. Let's let these guys out of the barn.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
The story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Pick it, baby. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned.
He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped-up sickle that took out like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, Mother, I love you. He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, and everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped-up sickle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101.
not to leave. She said, I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll be. But her tears were shed in vain, and her every word was lost in the rumble of an engine and the smoke from his exhaust. Then he took off like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise. But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found was his black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. But they couldn't find a sickle that took off like a gun, and they never found the terror of Highway 101.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion, I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about 8:45. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, transfusion, my red corpse suckles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. A rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion, oh doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pump the fluid in me, Louie. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a passing everybody, oh nothing but corn, man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion, oh nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes, line crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, daddy-o, make that type O, huh? That a boy.
The castle's been gloomy every night. Count Dracula's been keeping out of sight. He's been away a long, long time.
I had to make a record with a friend of mine.
Drax, Drax.
Castle's really jumping every night.
They're doing the drag, the drag.
Igor's unchained and he's doing it right. The coffins are opening left in the ground.
Now is the time to really shake them down.
The zombies and werewolves are having a ball.
It's mashed potato time.
Drax looking for his wife all over the hall.
Vampira, where are you?
Well, Vampira's getting up and she's raring to go.
But first I'm thirsty, make mine tight go.
Oh, there you are, my darling. So nice to see you again.
Oh, my dear, we've all missed you so. But tell me, where is your friend the monster? Wasn't he supposed to come too?
Ah, yes. But he has become a big record star. And tonight, he's going to appear on the Jackie Gleason show.
Everybody's up and they're starting to run.
Cause they can't get caught by the sun. Good night, my friends. Darling, what is the number of your private line? It's Creekwood 45789.
You can call me up and have a day, any other time.
You know, darling, I like this vocal group. They sing from the juggler vein.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, my darling.
But I am hungry. You got anything to eat?
Oh, my dear, have a heart.
I think I will.
My dear, you look so tired. Your coffin's all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my darling.
Good night, my friends.
Drax back, and that's a guy by the name of Billy DeMarco with a track that he put out there back in 1963, I believe that song was. Reference there to Beechwood 45789 as well. Lots of great times. Of course, some great driving songs as well. We had the Diamonds in there. We had the Kingston Trio and Nervous Novus there with Transfusion. Kind of make you think twice about speeding down the highway.
Well, you know, every once in a while, we got to get a transfusion.
Every once in a while. There we go. Hey, we got Doug McBain in studio here. We've also got Chef Michael Pigeon there. Lots of great things going on. Of course, Chef, yeah. You got any big, you guys shell out at your place?
Yeah, I give out candy at the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. You get a lot. Do you dress up?
Nope.
Okay, just go as yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He goes as the DJ.
He goes as the DJ?
Yep.
Doug, Nurse Doug.
Nurse Doug.
Nurse Doug in the crutch. There you go. So we were talking about, I guess, great Halloween recipes.
Yeah, great jalapeno recipes.
No, Halloween, not Halloween. Jalapeno.
Yeah, jalapeno. You could put some jalapeno in there.
You could put some jalapeno in there, sure.
But, you know, who better than Chef Mike? You know, he's here in the studio, and tell us some of your Halloween recipes that you got.
Well, you know what? There's a few things that you can do, but because I'm a cheesecake lover of cheesecake, so you could do a bloody red Valentine sort of cheesecake Halloween thing, you know? So you're going to chocolate graham crust, then you want to use a red velvet cake, and then you want to make a nice blood red.
It's got to be runny.
A little bit runny, yeah. Blood red icing to go over top, like a ganache, but not a chocolate ganache, but a blood red ganache, you know. Mm-hmm. Take some white chocolate, mix in the blood red and the red gel into there and kind of marble it over top, you know. You can do that. Yeah, there's so many things. I like to take black licorice and mix it with cranberry or mix it with pumpkin spice, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Something that's, you know, because black licorice is really black cats, black licorice, the whole thing, mm-hmm. like that, right? You know, mm-hmm. and make a cake out of it, you know. Something you can do at home, which is kind of neat if you're having a bit of a Halloween party, get the small mini pumpkins, you know, and have everybody, you know, have one that they can carve and make it all nice, and everybody gets a small pumpkin, hollow it all out. And then that's what you serve your pumpkin soup in. You actually serve it inside the little mini pumpkin.
A pumpkin bowl,
and
if you will.
That's right. It becomes a pumpkin bowl, and then that becomes everybody gets that pumpkin soup at their table, and then you're actually serving it in that pumpkin vessel, right? You know, and things like that.
The one thing.
That's a cool thing.
The one thing that I've been watching is on one of the TV shows is the Halloween special of like cakes that they've been doing. I can't remember the. I think it's Food Network or whatever it's on, is the Halloween stuff. And some of the stuff these guys are making on there just totally blows me away. Mm-hmm. They're using sugar candy and all that other stuff. And just last night totally blew me away. Mm-hmm. They made last night they did Dracula was their one thing they had to do. And they took the pumpkin and they carved out part of the pumpkin and made that as the Dracula, the back.
Things collar and everything else.
Yeah, the collar. Yeah.
That's right.
Totally blew me away. I was really impressed.
You know, it seems to me the Halloween is probably one of the most favorite times of the year for a dentist.
I my dentist loves it every year because you know what? He's pulling teeth all year.
That's right.
Well, I tell you, getting my kids to stop going trick-or-treating was sometimes like pulling teeth. I tell you, because they always wanted to come in, dump the bag, and run back out. And that's kind of how that went down there. So lots of other great things going on. Of course, we got some Harry Belafonte is coming in with the Zombie Jamboree right now here on the Doo-Wop Chop Shop.
Jamboree took place in a New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree, took place in a New York cemetery. Zombies from all part of the island, some of them was great Calypsonians. Since the season was carnival, they get together in Bacchanal and they singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. You hear me talking back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I done there already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. One female zombie wouldn't behave. See how she jumping out of the grave. In one hand she holding rum, with the other hand she knocking conga drum. The lead singer start to make his rhyme, while the other zombies rattling in time. One bystander had this to say, it was a trick to see the zombies break away. And they singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, thunder already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. Hey, you talking back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, thunder already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. Now I must speak to Miss Bridget Bardot and say, Miss Bardot, take it slow. Cause all the men think they're Casanova when they see that she's barefoot all over. Even old men out in Topeka find their hearts are getting weaker and weaker. So we must ask her, for your sake and mine, at least wear her earrings part of the time. And we singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, don't get ready. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. Once again now, back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, don't get ready. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. Now they beaten war drums in the Congo, and the beatniks are beating the bongo. So it's up to us, you and me, to put an end to this catastrophe. We must appeal to their goodness of heart, to pitch in and all do their part. Cause if this atomic war begin, they won't even have a part to pitch in. And we'll be singing back to back, belly to belly. You don't give a damn, you done there already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. Hey, you talking back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done there already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. A little softer, back to back, belly to belly. Back to back, belly to belly, zombie jamboree. I'm back to your grace now. Back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn, don't get ready. Back to back, belly to belly. Now cover up with the dirt. Back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn. Hey, that one near your foot sticking out, cover up.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps.
Well, Jim, this next tune coming up is one of my favorites.
One of your classics. And again, it's one of those songs that I guess can be somewhat classified as seasonal. A lot of people play it around this time of the year, but yep, it's a song that can be used all year round.
So. Well, it could be, but
so it's one of those things. Hey, we got this crazy looking ghost
in studio here. I don't know what it's all about.
It's, but Doug has brought this.
Doug is going to tell us about.
Tell us a bit about this bowl, Doug.
Okay, this bowl is like a family heirloom. It's been around for I don't know how many decades, but it keeps coming out at Halloween, and it's got some rather interesting things that it says when kids take candy out of it. So I don't know. I don't know which one it'll play if I turn it on. So
what's the ball look like?
What does it look like? It looks like Casper the ghost inside of a bowl with his hands all sticking up in the air. If you can imagine, and that. Coming out of the bowl.
And
yeah, it is.
His face lights up. His fingers move like crazy. So if you got a bowl of, if you got a handful of Skittles there, and the kids are reaching in and grabbing some,
if we go and reach over top of, what's it going to do?
Well, some if I turn it on,
it sounds like you,
I was thinking you, actually. When Kelly's giving you your back rub there.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in the tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a
well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon throat, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila. an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, oh yes, yes, you are.
You're tuned in to the Doo-Wop Chop Shop here on Northumberland 89.7. We'll be back right after this.
Serving Northumberland County as a not-for-profit, volunteer-run community radio station, this is CFWN-FM, Northumberland 89.7.
Another golden weekend.
That I want to man. I'll take your change off later, Frankie. Master, please let me man. Or next Igor, right after Janusz.
Boris, I still like the Transylvania twist better.
Who asked you, you bloodsucker? All right, let's try it with a little bit of soul now. All right, now let's try it without soul.
Somebody stepped on my wing.
Look out, my children of the night. Blow, blow, Daddy.
Igor, you're cramping my spine.
Calm yourselves, my children, calm yourselves. Go, you zombies, go, you cats and cattle. Go, my children.
I like the twist better. Get out of my way, please.
Yeah, of course, the Monster Mash Party. That was the, I guess, the sequel to Monster Mash. Again, Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt,
right.
And the Crypt Kicker Five is what Crypt they called Kicker themselves. Five. They're the Crypt Kickers. So,
Crypt Kickers.
You ever hear of that? The Crypt Kickers?
Yeah, Crypt Kicker.
I've seen a few in my day. You know, those are the guys who are shopping around for Crypts, I guess. Those are Crypt Kickers. Anyway, on a much more happier note, a little bit of David Seville here.
The Witch Doctor.
The Witch Doctor.
I told the Witch Doctor I was in love with you. I told the Witch Doctor I was in love with you. And then the Witch Doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. He said that you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
She say, ah, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, da, be, rum, da, be, rum. She say, ah, rum.
Well, I keep doing what she wants. She's the captain of my soul.
She say, oh, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, rum, da, be, da, be, rum, da. Boom, boom, boom.
She say, hip and I hip.
Boom, 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 boom.
She say, hop and I hop.
Boom, 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 boom.
She say, flop and I flop. Well, I keep doing what she wants, 'cause she's my only.
She say, I'll run the way.